Farmers in Northland say they're becoming increasingly worried about water and feed reserves as the region tracks towards a drought. Widespread dry spells with no significant rain forecast for the next 3 months have left many concerned about what the rest of the summer may hold. And a farmer and stock agent says cattle may have to be slaughtered earlier if conditions don't improve. Katie Doyle reports.
Northland farmers say conditions are hot and dry, which is draining water reserves and feed. A senior stock representative for PGG Wrightson, Vaughan Vucic, says that is going to adversely affect the Northland industry.
Just puts pressure down the line on having to kill cattle earlier. Cattle space is limited because of the dryness. There's a lot of numbers coming out, and that creates, you know, a space issue of getting the cattle away in the right timing, and then also creates the market to soften quite a bit because of the dryness as well. You don't have the buyers, and you know, to come back in and rebuy as well when people are selling normally.
Mr. Vucic says dryness is an ongoing concern for farmers, especially at this time of year when feed and water reserves start to wane. He says this season has been particularly bad.
We worry every year. Look, I'm a farmer myself, but we worry every year about the dry and what the weather's going to, you know, we're dictated to so much by the weather, but certainly this year seems to be, you know, leading to, you know, a stronger dry situation.
Another Northland farmer, Evan Sneath, says the worst of the dry weather is yet to come. He says the dryness is exacerbating already low levels of feed, brought on by a dry winter.
There wasn't a lot of supplement made here in Northland this year due to the fact that we had a dry winter, and then we went into the dry quite early, and yeah, so that's the biggest concern.
And what happens if you don't have enough feed?
We've got to buy it in, and then, yeah, it's just a cost. The profit at the other end is a whole lot less.
But it's a different story for orchardist Dave Kelly, who says the dry, hot weather is fantastic for kiwi fruit. He says Kerikeri in particular has an irrigation system designed to withstand two serious back-to-back droughts.
So we're in a pretty luxurious position thanks to the foresight of some that came before us. So it's actually quite a preferable place to be, especially in terms of controlling PSA. Nice, hot and dry is great, grows good fruit as long as you've got water, and we've got water.
The Minister for Agriculture, Damien O'Connor, says he is concerned about the situation and is monitoring it closely. But he says certain thresholds must be met for the government to provide financial assistance.
Soil moisture around the reserves of water, and indeed, you know, the seasons that have gone before in Northland, they've had a dry winter. Other areas like Waikato and Tasman haven't had such a dry period, and so they've got stores of feed for animals. So we take all of those things into account and work alongside local organisations.
Mr O'Connor says teams from the Ministry of Primary Industries have been deployed to the affected areas. He says they are talking with federated farmers and other groups to make sure farmers are supported as best they can be. For Checkpoint, Katie Doyle.